Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That's the brand new Carbellion song. It's called Bar Fight. You can find it on Weapons of Choice. And Rocker, this album is freaking hard. It is awesome and is wonderful.
Jimmy, and we have Cameron on the phone right now. Formed from the ashes of Milwaukee bands Carbon Parlor and the Whiskey Rebellion in 2004, Carbellion has continued their mission to create American hard rock and tour regionally, nationally, and internationally. Carbellion recently signed with Eclipse Records and will release a brand new album, Weapons of Choice, on March 17th with a flurry of upcoming shows including Rockfest in Cadott, Wisconsin in June and right here in Madison at the Wisco for Bombastica 2023. Cameron Kellenberger is the vocalist and founder of Carbellion. Cameron, welcome to Max and Kevy.
Hey, great talk to you guys. Glad to be here.
Metal horns all around.
You know, for those who may not be familiar with Carbellion, give us a little more backstory on the band.
Well, we've been around a little bit. We are based in Wisconsin, but it seems like over the years we've gotten more attention at times and had more action and done more touring and shows outside of Wisconsin. But it's good to kind of bring some things home. Hard rock, it's a hard rock band, original. We call it American heavy rock because it's somewhere between like stoner metal, hard rock, post grunge, punk and roll. I mean, we've heard so many labels over the years, so it's kind of all over the board. But yeah, this new record, something we really put a lot into. Signed a new record deal with Eclipse, and actually that was just for the digital side. We actually signed a second deal with Qumran Records out of Chicago, Illinois, for our physical side of things for vinyl. So lots going on.
I know Jimmy loves vinyl. You guys are coming out with a special vinyl on that, aren't you?
That's correct. We are doing a special edition gold metallic. It looks like it's the record looks like melting gold metal. Smash Plastic out of Chicago has a patent on that. And Qumran Records recommended, hey, let's do something really cool for this. You guys, this is a great record we want to put out. So let's go the extra mile. And so, yeah, very, very cool kind of, if you're into vinyl, very thick too. It's a 180, I think.
Wow.
So nice, great sound quality.
You know, yeah. We were talking to Milwaukee's Arsenal Hand last week on the show, and they have a vinyl coming out, and like you guys, you have the visual, cool looking vinyl. I love that so much because as you're listening to the music, you get a little visual spinning on the record player there.
Yeah, we definitely got a couple surprises with the vinyl. You know, I mean, you're getting a little extra with it. The digital download media that's tucked inside is just kind of a special surprise thing that we've got going. That the people who buy the record will get their hands on it. I think we'll have a version of it at our merch stand at our shows too.
Now let's go back in the past a little bit. Recently Carbellion signed with Eclipse Records. We were just talking about that, but back in 2013, you were asked by Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, where do you see your band going in the next 5 years? Well, this is what you said. Every so often opportunity finds itself in our lap. So it's really hard to say exactly what we'll be up to specifically. Making new music without limitations and playing live will always be a priority no matter what the landscape is. We are never fully satisfied with what we create, and I'd imagine in 5 years we won't feel any differently. Well, it's nearly 10 years later, Cameron.
Yeah.
How does reality stand up to your younger self?
Well, first, thanks for digging that up, guys.
Dating you even a little bit, you know?
Yeah, no, you know, I haven't heard that in some time, but I think it does hold true. That we are kind of focused on the same things we were then. There's always new inspiration for the music of what we're doing lyrically and musically. Whether it's other bands and music that comes out, it's, things that happen in life. Obviously the pandemic spun the whole world into a twister. Right. We just gone into the studio in January of 2020. So we got like two songs kind of done and we were starting to work, and then boom, COVID hits, right? And froze everything for about a year and a half. Yeah. We did some tricky things to talk back and forth, while people were kind of like sequestered at home, right? To kind of do some online jamming between the band and keep writing. So, fast forward a year into COVID, we were able to get back into the studio carefully and kind of pound out the rest of the record across like a year and a half. So, you know, made for some interesting inspiration. Right. And yeah, you know, now it's like hungry to get back to play live, you know? So I think, you know, my comment 10 years ago still kind of holds true. You know, you never know what's around the corner for us and what we're doing. And we're talking about some international touring possibly. Got the irons in the fire for some other big festivals. Obviously Rockfest, you mentioned, is huge. But we got some other ones, you know, here and abroad that are we're in conversations with. So yeah, it's true.
Cameron, if you had if you had one chance to talk to your younger self, and if you had a chance to change something from with Carbellion, what would that be?
You know, I think it would be, you know, from a songwriting perspective, you know, I mean, I look back at our back catalog, and don't get me wrong, I like where the music comes from. It's pretty raw. It's pretty just out there, you know, like very direct in some respects. But I think our songwriting and our song, the craftsmanship and the work we put into writing a song and being, you know, we try, you know, kind of working away from, let's not just have a riff and throw a filler song out. I think we take more time now, you know, as we've grown into this and really try to make the best song one at a time that we possibly can with the vision of what that song is and really put more into that before we get to finalization, right? And part of that comes from we're not playing as many shows as we did back in the day. So we've got a little bit more time to work on that songwriting side. That's, I think, what I tell my younger self.
Well, let's get back to live music. Other notable shows around the area include March 25th at DeBar in Milwaukee with Sin, and then you're in Madison at the Wisco for Bombastica 2023, yeah, along with Iron Plow and Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Then Carbellion is up in Charlie Baron's home turf, Manitowoc, with 20 Watt Tombstone on June 3rd. It's been a long time since you guys have played Bombastica. How exciting is it to get back on the road?
Oh, super pumped, man. We haven't been in Madison in a long time. You know, we've got friends there, other bands. Obviously, you know, relationship with you guys and Max Inc.'s always been killer. Madison's a great town, and it's a great live music town. And I know it kind of fights to keep some of that alive with venues and that. But like the Wisco, man, it's just, you know, roll up the sleeves. Let's get some rock and roll going.
Yeah. But I tell you what. Go ahead.
34 to the floor, rock and roll, man.
For sure. You know, the Wisco is such an intimate venue to go see a show in. It's fun. It's going to be a blast. You guys are playing with Wizard Hammered. And, dude, you get to play a show with Rocker playing an instrument.
I'm opening up for those guys.
He's opening for you.
I know. That's like an amazing first time. I mean, Rocker, what have we known each other off and on? Probably 20, 30 years, man.
Probably 30. Well, you know, I gotta tell you a little story about Bombastica. I'm gonna pull this one. I've actually told this on the radio, but not with you listening, Cameron. And I remember a Bombastica. I think it was 2004 or 2005. You guys were really a young band, just coming back together from Carbellion and the Whiskey Rebellion and Carbon Parlor. And yeah. I thought you guys are the most rock band in the world. It was Last Crack, and you guys were opening. Sunspot was playing along with the show as well. But I believe it was your guitar player was running through some parking lot or something and broke his ankle.
Oh.
And he went to the hospital and, you know, he's getting his ankle looked at and he's waiting in the emergency room and the showtime is coming up and coming up and coming up. So the guy leaves the hospital, comes to the gig, plays the gig, sitting in a chair. And when the gig was done, he went back to the hospital. Now that is rock and roll.
Yeah, that would be the mighty BZR, Brandon Bauer on rhythm guitar. Yeah, the other original. He's a trooper, man. Live music, I would say the live side is definitely where his heart goes. And I mean, he's played some gigs pretty beat up. He's played some gigs pretty hammered, pretty drunk. but he's never not played a gig that we were supposed to do. So I'll give him that all day long, man. Guys, I call him the mascot of the band. You know, he doesn't always like it.
What is the current lineup of Carbellion? Who's all in the band?
So yeah, it's really interesting here. Let me talk real quick about this. So Brandon and I are the original. Brandon's still playing rhythm guitar. I'm still on lead vocals. Jamie Damro, who was our drummer for most of Carbellion's time. So I think we're talking 15 plus years, moved to lead guitar about 5 years, right? Because he was a ferocious lead guitar player and said, you know what? I kind of want to do that. Let's get a different drummer. So he moved over to lead guitar as Peter, our original lead guitar player, kind of stepped out, still super tight with him, great friends, great dude. But just had some family stuff going. So he moves to lead guitar. We bring in Brent Nims. We needed somebody to hit just as hard, right? Jamie was a hard-hitting rock drummer, which Brent does. And Brent brings a whole songwriting side of things, too, as a drummer. He's really interested in that piece of it and contributes a lot that way. And then bass player, we're on second Steve. We'll call him second Steve because we switched to Steve Richgruber, stepped out again, family reasons, some years ago, about 7 years ago, I think, if I got my time right. And Steve Shepherd the Lost Sheep, joins in. He becomes the bass player, and that's the lineup today. Steve Shepherd on the bass, Brent Nims on the drums, Jamie Damro on lead guitar, the mighty BZR, Brandon Bauer on rhythm, and then yours truly is still on vocals.
That's awesome. And what has it been like signing with Eclipse? I mean, how important was that move for Carbellion, and what benefits has that brought to the band?
Good, excellent topic, man. I mean, you know, we've worked with some indie labels over the years and done some things. But Eclipse was kind of a next level, and they're a big step up. They're out of Jersey. They've launched some pretty sizable bands over the years. Boba Flex, Mushroom Head, a couple others. There's some pretty big internationally, too. Violet Blend, I think, is out of Italy. So it's some pretty, you know, so it really kind of brought their digital, their online presence is super strong. They're super, super good with the analytics and really launched our social media. We've watched our Spotify. You know, plays, followers just skyrocket. Same thing with Pandora, Apple Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, all of those streaming services. YouTube, our three videos for the new record that they've been kind of pushing, promoting, and you know, we put out are taking off pretty hard, you know, 14,000, 18,000, 19,000 a piece, I think, right now, and climbing. From a views and perspective. So the online side of it's just been huge from that digital experience. A lot of online webzine type things. We're played on over 45 and counting FM radio stations right now between college and a couple major FM and some indies, right? Talking to like you guys, right? So I'd say that's been it, man. The push on that digital side and that media side has just been pretty massive.
Wow, so that sounds like, you know, that's where it didn't used to be that way, right? You know, the record label would be your bank. They would go and think more physical type stuff. But now it really sounds like this has become important in all the different streaming.
Yeah, it's super critical. And to be honest, you know, we're old school rock dudes, you know. It's like we really didn't, you know, we had a Facebook presence, and you know, we know a bit about the online, but not like this. This is next level. So those guys took us totally in that direction and do a ton for that, right? And internationally, we're getting, you know, Australia, the UK, we got some really good you know, press in and getting on regular rotation in some stations in Melbourne and in outside of London. So it really kind of blew that up. And the Qumran side, like, those guys are old school, man. Vinyl record stores, you know, so our distro deal is like in European record stores. So when the record comes out physical and vinyl, it's going to be all over Europe through the distribution company they work with. And they're more like feet on the street, old school, you know, hard rock, metal, a couple bands on that are associated with Skull, which is some of the guys from Trouble. Legion of Doom, which is kind of like a super group of dudes from a bunch of like stoner metal, prog metal kind of bands and stuff. They're actually Legion of Doom's over there playing Hellfest. Digus is on that from the Netherlands. So kind of add the other side of it. So it was really interesting to sign two records, you know, kind of unique that we did that. I kind of worked that out.
Right.
Then on the digital clips, and they're super focused on all that. And on the physical side with the vinyl, we got the, you know, the right old school heat on the street, you know, flyers, vinyl, man. Audiophile people in Europe, you know, with Qumran Records out of Chicago. So it's exciting.
Well, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Congratulations on the success there, Cameron.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cameron from Carbellion joins us. We'll talk about Bombastic in a second. One other show that's on the books for you, pretty big. You're playing Rockfest this year.
Yeah, first time ever all these years, man. Rockfest. Huge. Super pumped on that. We got a lot of people coming to camp, coming to support, you know, that might normally go, might not normally go, or not go every year. Super excited for us to be there this year. You know, we get to play the same day, and we play in the evening in kind of these in-between slots on the second stage against Pantera, the Mighty Pantera.
The Mighty Pantera. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Super cool that they're the headliner that night. I mean, it's a huge lineup. The Rockfest people have been great. The fandom and the people that go to that are super music supportive. Great heavy hard rock festival. And it's right in our backyard.
Right, man. In our backyard. Condot, Wisconsin. Hey, Cameron, it's such a pleasure to speak with you again. We are super excited about you coming to Madison. Bombastica 2023. It's going to be Carbellion, Iron Plow, and the Mighty Wizard Hammer out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. We're going to be broadcasting live, Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m., live music after 9 o'clock. Cameron, if people wanted to stream music, of course, you're on all the Spotify, all the streaming sites. If people wanted to get the new album, to download the new album, or actually get a physical copy, how do we do that?
You know, if you get online and search the word Carbellion, we are it, man. Carbellion. We've got links up all over the place. So Eclipse Records website, all of our social media platforms. Again, you can spell Carbellion, you can find the stuff. Qumran Records is linked off of that. Qumran Records out of Chicago. They're selling the physical media on their website. We'll have it at the shows as well. I think if you can spell Carbellion, you plug that into the old school, you'll find us, man. We're out there and we're active.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Cameron, congratulations and thank you for taking the time with us tonight. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you guys. Max Inc. Radio. It's awesome. Dig it.
Let's get another new song here from Carbellion. I love this song. This is the first single you released off of Weapons of Choice. It's Listen for Ghost. It's Carbellion on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.